It's exactly like it sounds, putting a man in a basket attached to a balloon and sending him as close to space as they could get him. In that mission, United States Air Force Major David Simons would slip the surly bonds of Earth for a time before he vented off some helium and floated back down with a successful mission for our American system of government under his belt. But did you know that before Simons' successful Manhai 2 launch, there was a mission that also launched from Crosby, which didn't go nearly as well? Here, with the story of that day, the Great Northern Radio Players present Manhai 1.5.
Systems check. This is Captain Fred Hightower, Project Manhai, Roman numeral I and I over II.
Check, Fred. All your equipment functioning? You ready to take over?
Yes, sir. How long I gotta stay in this tin can again?
Mission time is 22 hours, Major. You think you can stand it? Not too late to back out now.
Listen, Colonel, if we don't get up there, those commies will. I'm gonna put a stop to it. God bless America.
Take it easy up there. Remember, you'll have the radio to keep in touch with us.
Roger that. Let's get lifted.
Look, it's all that is awful.
What in the heck is this stuff, Colonel? Can't I get some Elvis up here?
Sorry, Fred. We only get the AM stations at the high altitudes. So you're at their mercy.
Yeah, can't you get a DJ on the line? Jeez.
Well, thank you for that glorious opera.
Glad that's over.
We now return to the annual Pledge Drive programming.
Oh, jeez.
Just $10 a month. Ten. Just give what you can. Monthly. Yes. Everyone
hey,
can
Fred,
do it. Just
coming
up whatever
on
you have.
Yes, yes. How are you feeling?
It's getting cooler in here, and I gotta pee. How much longer do I have in here?
15 hours.
Guess I'll hold it.
Hey, Fred. We're going to be losing radio contact for a while, maybe a half hour.
What do you mean, maybe?
Just hold on, hold out, and we'll,
criminy. I guess it's quiet for a while now. Guess I'll just take a look out at the clouds and... Whoa now. What's that? It's green. Round. I got myself an unidentified flying object. Ground control, ground control, do you copy?
Hello. This is Boris.
What?
Is this not the KGB?
No, this is Major Fred Hightower with the United States of America.
Oh, well, never mind. I thought you were someone else.
You're a Russian spy.
Of course not. I am a birding enthusiast.
At 75,000 feet?
I am the very devoted enthusiast of the most enthusiasm.
Prove it.
Have you heard of the red-bearded American short-tailed swallow?
No.
He's a very nice bird. Flies at high altitudes. Very rare.
I find that a little hard to believe.
Okay, fine. You caught me in the little red lie. My balloon went wild over your Alaska, and I don't know where I am. Is this Petrozavodsk?
No, sir. Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, that is the place where they have the funny accents.
Funny accents? Well, don't you know that...
Don't you know?
Cram it, you commie. You don't just come flying into the United States of America and insult a serviceman.
You betcha I do.
You know, if I weren't so high up right now, I'd come over and pop you one right in the kisser.
You try and I show you how Russian fists work when in low atmospheric pressure. Like plow in field.
I'll show you some atmospheric pressure.
Oh. I think we have an impasse.
Yeah, I can't get the balloon over there. I could throw a shoe at your balloon.
I would do same.
Would you?
Maybe.
Would you really?
I could.
Mission control, over.
You won't be able to reach them.
Excuse me?
Same problem I had in Alaska. There is solar flare. Once you get above 30,000 feet, it's kaput. At least until flare ends.
What?
Your military commanders didn't warn you?
Yours knew and they sent you anyway.
Ah, well, could be worse. They sent me with vodka. It's been okay. In Mother Russia, we fight off the bears with fists in our teeth. Whack 'em in the nose. Jabuchka hai, a hola hendahi.
Looks like we're stuck in the same jet stream. Guess I'm stuck with Boris here until I crash or the flare ends. At least it's better than the pledge drive. Hey, Boris. Hey, Boris, you still alive in there?
Yes.
Where'd you grow up?
Small farm outside of Leningrad. My father milked cows.
So did mine. Always woke me up at 4 a.m. every morning to get the milking in.
Ah, yes. In the winter, it was so cold, we had to be careful so Hans did not freeze on the udders.
That's right. And then we'd go in and Mom would cook us up a nice hot breakfast, and then I'd go curl up with my dog Sparky by the fire.
Yeah, kind of like. My mother would cook up dog on fire, go work in munitions plant. Same thing.
You know, Boris, we have more in common than our leaders would let us think.
Yes, we are both in balloons.
No, more than that. We're both just regular guys caught up in a mixed-up world.
I have not moved bowels since August. It's probably the vodka.
No, I mean normal.
Me too.
Well, maybe once we get out of this jam, we can talk some sense into people. Maybe our two nations can get along after all.
Maybe. I would like that very much. Say, maybe we hog it out, Moscow style.
What the heck, you big bear? Float that balloon over here, eh?
Hey. I still can't believe accent. Here, I float over now. Oh, no. Balloon hit sharp part of your capsule. I leaked the helium.
Fred, Captain Hightower, do you read me?
Fred. Roger that.
We just picked up a balloon falling out of the sky. Was that you?
Negative. It was a filthy commie spy. That's who it was. He tried to pop my balloon with a sickle.
Well, you can come on down now. We'll have to try again when the solar flare dies down.
Yeah, well, you might have to find someone else next time. Maybe Simons will do it. I think I've had my fill of balloon life.
And thanks to everyone who pledged so far. Before we go back to reading phone numbers on the radio, here's a new tune.
The Great Northern Radio Players.